a network of more than 100 stations from coast to coast, Phenomen, the chewing gum laxative, presents the original radio show of its kind.
Now then, double or nothing.
With music by Brusilov. Announcements by Aloys Havrilla. Starring in song, Frank Follett. And in charge of your questions and Phenom in silver dollars, the originator of Double or Nothing, Walter Compton.
Well, Aloys, we're all together again. Frank Forrest is back from his vacation. Now I've got somebody to pick on again, so let's go.
Yep, and we're all ready to play Double or Nothing, Walter. A theater full of people, a radio audience of more than 100 stations, and most interested of all, your first contestant.
Oh, how do you do, sir? I'm glad to see you.
Will you have that song box, please?
Thank you.
What's your name, please?
Jack Lowe.
Mr. Lowe, what city are you from?
I'm from Arbor in Long Island.
All right, sir. Well, now, this question is from Mrs. C.W. Ball of Denver, Colorado, who receives $5 for sending it in, and a Morrison pharmacy of the same city receives a special award. What is a bread and butter letter?
A bread and butter letter? I can guess at it. Usually bread and butter applies to something of substance that is money, perhaps it's a bill, or someone getting money.
No, it has nothing to do with money. Quickly, time is flying. Bread and butter letter.
Bread and butter, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Take one Webster's definition is very simple. It says simply, and I quote, a letter of thanks for hospitality.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Lowe, but better luck to you, sir.
Thanks a lot for coming out.
All ready, Walter. Here is your next contestant, this young lady. How do you do? May I have your name, please?
Helen Grace.
Miss Grace, what city are you from?
Buffalo, New York.
What's your occupation?
I'm a teacher.
Teach what?
Fifth grade.
Oh, I hope you people listen tonight. Your question is from Marjorie Eckert of San Diego, California, who received $5 for sending it in. What queen pledged her jewels to give Columbus his gift?
Queen Isabella.
Queen Isabella, correct. Five of Phenom and silver dollars in that strong box. Now, for the next minute, you are entitled to ad-lib or elaborate on the subject under discussion. And every time you say something pertinent or informative or factual or just plain funny, we're going to ring up some of Phenomen's silver dollars on our cash register. It's almost yours, but not quite, because then I'm going to ask you one more question. A very simple little question, a second one. And if you answer it correctly, double or nothing on that question. Double the amount that you've accumulated. But that $5 you've got in that Phenomen strong box, that's yours. I can't get it back. You ready to face the fifth grade pupils now, are you?
Okay.
You don't mind what happened?
No.
Okay. You may start.
All right. Columbus came from Italy, and he tried very hard to get some help there, but he couldn't, so he went to Spain and got help from Isabella and from King Ferdinand.
$2 for Ferdinand. And I ain't bowling either.
He came to America. He made about 5 trips, or at least 3.
Or $2.
And he landed in San Salvador, but he never touched the mainland.
That's worth $3.
And after he got back to Spain, he was looked down upon in some way. I guess they didn't believe him. And Amerigo Vespucci got the credit for discovering America.
At least we named it after him anyhow. $2 more.
They say that Columbus died in Spain.
For a month of $2.
There are many famous songs written to commemorate the name of Columbus.
I'll give you $2 for the gem of the open. Oh, time is up. 16 silver dollars to your credit. Now then, trouble or nothing, in what city was Columbus born?
Genoa,
Italy is correct. All that strong box up there, please. 32 of Phenom and silver dollars plus 5 more. That's 37 Phenom and silver dollars. Discovered right here.
That's fine.
All right. All ready, Walter. Are you ready for your next contestant?
Double or nothing on the contestant
this time. How do you do, gentlemen? May I have your name, please?
Frank Gorman.
And you, sir?
Eddie Erickson.
Well, that's a quite pretty olive drab uniform you have on.
Well, let's see if it's Fifth Avenue coat.
Oh, I see. Fifth Avenue coat.
I drive down there and let you go.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you drove down and he drove back, and I wasn't going to believe it. Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, gentlemen, for the next minute, you can both work on this business. You're used to collecting things, so I hope that you collect a lot more tonight. Wait a minute, Shane. Your question is from Mrs. French Storman of Los Angeles, California, who receives $5 for sending it in. I want you to complete the following quotation for me. Two can live.
This is one.
And it takes two.
To make an argument.
That's all right. Hold on. Talk about this up there. $5. You see, this is really a double, double, double or nothing question this time. Okay, go.
Well, when I first got married, why...
Don't look at me like that. I'll give you $2 for first getting married.
They said we could get live as cheap as one.
So?
So? With the high cost of living, it doesn't seem to...
$2, that'll help.
Well, I found out different, Joe.
What'd you find out?
Oh, I found that one can live twice as easy as two.
That's worth $2, too.
Well, when I was first married, why, they... talking about arguments, why we only had left the church and she was in such a hurry to get out, I had to hold her back.
Thing?
I hope so. $3 for that one. You'll hit it. And then they tell you, I told her right away I wanted to be off 2 days a week. So she said, what do you mean you want to be out 2 nights a week? You're married now.
That's all right.
He was right. $2.
Well, but
well,
that's...
Excuse me.
Well, a man shouldn't be out 2 days a week anyway. One day is enough for anybody.
Who's driving you on, anyhow? I'll give you $1. Whoa, the clock's got me there. 12 silver dollars. Now then, sir, double or nothing. Who wrote the words for that song, Home Sweet Home? Francis Scott Key, John Howard Payne, or Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
John Howard Payne.
That is correct, sir. Hold your song box up there. 24 of Fiedemann silver dollars plus five. That's 29 Fiedemann silver dollars. That's a lot of fares on the motor coach, isn't it? How do you do? May I have your name, please?
My name is Dorothy McDonald.
And what city are you from, Miss McDonald?
Boston, Massachusetts.
What's your occupation?
I'm a telephone operator.
What are you hanging on to there besides
That's
your song?
That's a good luck charm.
A good luck charm.
Mm.
Let me see it.
He just gave it to me.
He just gave it to you?
Yes.
What is it?
He did.
Oh, the producer. Your question is from Mrs. C.T. Stubble of Fort Worth, Texas, who receives $5. And J.C. Cunningham, the manager of a drugstore in the same city, received a special award. Now, I'd like to point out to our listeners that they can get another fun of Double or Nothing, too, by sending us their questions. We pay $5 for each question received and used. Just address your questions to Fiedemann Mutual Network, New York, and don't worry if we do a little bit of editing on them. All questions, of course, become the property of Double or Nothing, and our judges' decisions must be final. Now, if duplicates are received, the first received and used wins the $5. Druggists may also win a special award if their customers send in winning questions. To send in your questions, just address them to Fiedemann Mutual Network, New York. And now here's Mrs. Subby's question, and she gets $5 for it. What is the difference between jam and jelly?
Well, jam has the pulp and jelly the string.
Okay, $5 in that song box. Out with the recipe.
Oh, I forgot I had to talk about them.
I'll give you $1. That will encourage you to remember.
Well, one thing about jelly, it doesn't have any seeds in it.
Too much.
Any seeds.
What do you make out of?
Jelly's made out of fruit.
What kind of fruit?
Grapes.
$1.
And plums.
$1.
And quince.
$1.
And calf's foot
That's
jelly.
That's the last one, Alice. $1. It's all
Jam is made out of whatever it is.
$2. $14 silver bucks. Now then, double or nothing. What are preserves as differentiated from jam?
Well, because they're kept whole. They may be cooked or not.
What is kept whole?
The fruit.
That is correct. Hold it up there. 28 of Fiedemann silver dollars plus five. That's 33 platinum and silver dollars.
Boy, that's jam and how. I ain't kidding.
A lot of jam with that one.
Pardon me, Mr. Havila.
Yes.
You don't happen to have a red-hot poker with you, do you?
No, sorry, chum, but I could warm up a microphone for you.
I won't do it all, not at all. I was just hoping somebody would have a red-hot poker around here. Then all I'd need would be some hard cider and some cayenne pepper.
Hard cider and red pepper. Say, what's the idea? Starting brush fires?
No, you see, it's a handy little remedy, Aloy, as they used in the old days. You put the pepper in the cider and you use the red-hot poker for a sizzle stick.
Great little cooler for a hot night.
Oh,
yeah. Sounds to me like taking your medicine the hard way.
Anything strange about that, Aloys? Why, even today, 1941, this isn't. Plenty of folks are taking their laxatives the hard way when they could get gentle, pleasant relief with Phenamet, the modern chewing gum laxative.
Gentle, pleasant relief. Well, that, in a nutshell, friends, tells the story of modern Phenamet. And that's just what you want when you're in need of a laxative. Gentle, pleasant relief. It's so easy to take, too. Just bite into a piece of Phenamet and taste that fresh, cool flavor of mint leaves. Chewing helps, too, to relieve nervous tension that so often accompanies the need for a laxative. When you feel dull, headachy, irritable, remember Phenamet, the convenient laxative that's as modern as a clipper plane. Why not get a package now and be prepared?
Thank you, Aloys. And now, my friend, we welcome back Frank Forrest from his vacation in Hollywood. Frank, what was the most interesting thing you did out there, my friend?
Well, I'd say it was the dinner party at John Crown. He's the famous paragon of the Metropolitan Opera, you know.
Were there lots of movie stars there, Frank?
No, mostly musical celebrities, Aloys. There was Armila Novotna, who made a tremendous hit in La Traviata at the Hollywood Bowl the night before. Robert Armbruster, Florence Eastman, the great Wagnerian star, and Florence George Crosby.
Oh, you mean Bing's wife?
No, she's married to Bing's brother and manager, Everett Crosby. He was there, too.
Oh, so you all took a busman followed in, did some spontaneous singing, I guess.
Well, as a matter of fact, we did, Walter, and out of it has come a new song.
So?
Sidney King Russell played a new number, which he had just finished, and which has not yet been published. It was such a grand song that I told him I wanted to introduce it to our radio audience.
Oh, that's a swell idea, Frank.
Well, in this song, Sidney Russell has written about a fact that the 49ers knew well. Pioneers and workers in the field, as well as the men who sail the sea, know that a man is never lonely as long as he has a song to keep him company.
Well, what's the name of the song?
Well, when we heard it the other night, Walter, we all said, well, there's a song that may well become another Home on the Range. It's called A Man and His Song.
Oh.
That was great, Frank Forrest. I'm certainly glad you took that busman's holiday, because it's fun to be in the berth of a new hit, and I think you have one in A Man and His Song.
Well, thanks, Walter, and thanks to Sidney King Russell for his latest hit. And now, Walter, here's a young man who is going to try to make a hit on our cash register.
All right, sir, will you step up, please? May I have your name?
Roger LaFarge.
And Mr. LaFarge, what city is from?
New York.
What's your occupation?
Advertising.
Advertising, here's your strong box, sir. Your question is from Amelia Johnson of Chicago, Illinois, who receives $5 for sending it in. A scrap metal house-to-house campaign was conducted recently in this country. What was it for?
Collection of aluminum.
That is correct. Five silver dollars, and not aluminum dollars either. Okay, you ready? Go.
Well, aluminum is a metal at this point that is very important for national defense.
Too much.
Particularly for airplanes.
$2 more.
There's a definite shortage here at this time.
There is a shortage, another dollar.
The shortage.
Oh, you want a quibble, huh?
That's one of our many shortages, matter of fact. A shortage of self-stocking.
No shortage of peanut money tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, man. No, that's it. As a matter of fact, the girls are very concerned about self-stocking.
They are?
Oh, yeah, because of shortage. Well, they haven't got them on.
$2 for that.
Paint them on.
I'll give you a buck for paint them on. Please.
With the seam?
With the seam.
That's worth a dollar.
Dollar first seam.
Good.
It doesn't seem that way to me, though. Go on.
Oh, no, my time is up now, please.
No.
Let's see now. We're also, oh, yes, the English people have a very strange way of pronouncing it. Aluminum or something like that.
I don't know. Don't ask
I don't
me.
Know. I was there
know.
Only a couple
can't
of years
ago. Neither one of us know.
We can't pay on
whoa, that. You got 11 silver dollars here anyhow. Now then, sir, double or nothing. Here is a card on which a statement has been typed. I want you to read the statement aloud, making no errors in pronunciation. It's not a dirty trick, I can assure you. It's just a nice, plain little statement. Go ahead.
Mom, I'm not painting these types, Mom. I'm illuminating them, Mom.
What? That's not right. Try again. Illuminating them?
Mom, I'm not painting these types, Mom. I'm illuminating them. No,
what?
That's not right either.
Do it slowly.
Mom, I'm not painting these types.
Mom.
Comma. Mom. Comma.
I'm.
Humiliating.
Oh, I'll pay for it. All right, I'll pay for it. Hold your stuff up there. $22 plus 5 and 27. The way you pronounce that is aluminuming them, Mom.
I'll
trade off of
the week, dude. I wish you'd toss them off like nothing.
I don't know. I had a glass of beer a while ago. Thanks a lot. And by the way, you want your box returned. That's it. $27 of silver dollars. Thank you very much. Well, here's our guest contestant for the evening. It is a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to ask you to meet a very lovely star of stage and screen, Miss Jean Muir.
Thank you.
Get that hat. Da, 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 da.
That would be a plug if I told you, wouldn't it?
Go ahead. Where'd you get it? It's some hat. I'm not kidding you. It's all hat, too, isn't it? What are you doing these days, Miss Muir?
I'm up at the county theater in Suffern. I'm managing it with Francis Meisner.
Are you acting, too?
I acted once and I directed once. The rest of the time I spend on vital statistics concerning the theater, you know, adding the figures up.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can help up with the box office.
Oh, perhaps you can. Will you come up? I hope
you'll give me two tickets.
I will.
Miss Muir, this question is from Miss J.A. Coates of Memphis, Tennessee, who receives $5 for sending it in. In what cities are these three famous hotels located? Waldorf Astoria.
New York City.
That's easy. The Mayflower. And the Tupper.
Washington.
That's all right. And the Palmer House.
Chicago.
Chicago. $5 in that strong box. Hold it up there.
Pleases my stock.
That should ease the financial tension somewhat. Okay, go.
On what?
On hotel.
Oh, hotel.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The word hotel comes from the French mansion house. I know that.
Oh, you mean maison.
Maison.
$2 for me.
Thank you. The Imperial Hotel in Tokyo was saved from the earthquake and the fire by Frank Lloyd Wright's architectural designer.
$2.
There's a famous and very fine hotel up at Stuff in New York where the county theater is, the Eureka Hotel.
Two Eurekas there.
Um, The taverns and inns of the early colonial days later became the Hotels of America, and the Palmer House in Boston was a very famous one.
Parker House.
That's where they got the rolls from, Parker House.
I'll give you two more rolls on that.
Thank you. And then, let me see, where else? The Astor House in New York is one of the famous hotels.
Too much more.
Thank you. And Delmonico's is a famous one in New York.
Hotel?
Yes, it was a hotel. No, it was a famous hotel.
All right, another dollar. Whoa, 14 silver bucks. Now then, Miss Jean Muir, double or nothing. Well,
double or nothing.
You were awful smart just now. You know all these hotels. Now just differentiate for me between the American and the European plan and get them straight, too.
Oh, the American plan is when you get food with your board and room, you have to pay extra. And the European is when you don't have, you don't pay for food, you pay just for your room.
That's all right. That's correct. Don't go away. Come back here. Hold your strong box up. 28 of Fiedemann silver dollars plus 5. That's 33 Fiedemann silver dollars. That's 5 days at a good hotel. Small room. Thank you, Miss Dean.
You know, when you feel dull and headachy and you need a laxative, something always goes wrong. You're irritable. You can't think straight and you feel pretty miserable all over. Well, friends, here's a happy idea. Next time that feeling comes upon you, simply chew Phenamint before going to bed and start the next day feeling like a million. For Phenamint will give you the same dependable relief that it brings millions of others. Yes, you simply chew Phenamint as you would your favorite chewing gum. It tastes just as good, too, with its flavor of cool, fresh mint. Get Phenamint, Phenamint, now. Your druggist carries Phenamint in 5 generous and economical sizes, starting at only 10 cents.
Thank you, Lois. Now, here's our next contestant. May I have your name, please, sir?
Roland Schwartz.
And Mr. Schwartz, what city are you from?
New York City.
What's your occupation?
I'm a dentist.
Handler?
Well...
Honest?
Never hurts me.
Never hurt you. Give him a dollar, please. That's worth it. He's an honest dentist. Okay. Your question from Annie Laurie Sundlin of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, who receives $5 for sending it in. Differentiate between a gingerbread boy and a doughboy.
Well, a gingerbread...
I don't know where we get these things.
A gingerbread boy is a cake. It's a cake made out of molasses and ginger.
That's all right. Go on.
Doughboy is a member of the army.
That's all right. 5 silver dollars in there. That's 6 altogether, just because you were honest.
You're ready.
Go, but painlessly.
Well, gingerbread is a very spicy cake. It's very commonly found in New England. I believe it originated in New England.
$2 cake.
George Washington and his wife were very fond of gingerbread.
Where'd you pick that up?
Oh, find that out, pulling teeth.
$2. Don't tell them what they'll say on the gas, huh? Well, go on.
In the opera Hansel and Gretel, I believe the witch was very fond of baking her children into gingerbread.
Give you $3 for that.
And
the gingerbread house, anyhow.
It was a gingerbread house, too. And gingerbread is very commonly served with cream.
$1.
And it's served with applesauce.
$1.
And,
Boys catch on quick.
The Marquis de Lafayette, incidentally, was very fond of gingerbread.
Oh, that Marquis de Lafayette is worth $2.
Matter of
fact. Yeah.
And Mrs. Washington served it to him with mint julep.
$1 for that mint julep. I wouldn't let it get by me. 14 silver bucks. Now then, sir, double or nothing. Name 4 ingredients necessary in making gingerbread.
Well, ginger.
That's one.
There's molasses.
Well, sometimes the molasses is just all right. I'll accept it.
There's flour.
That's
and sugar.
And sugar's 4. That's absolutely correct, sir. Hold your strong box up there. 28 silver dollars plus 5. That's 33 Athenamint silver dollars bought painlessly. I'll come and see you next time I have a toothache. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Of silver dollars again until next week when Phenomen will present another Double or Nothing show. Join us then with Bruce Alofender's music, Aloy Zabrilla, Frank Forrest, and I'll be on hand to ask your questions and to distribute Phenomen silver dollars. Incidentally, the sugar in that recipe goes on top of the gingerbread. Until next week then, this is Walter Compton and Phenomen's Double or Nothing show saying goodbye to you.